Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and you know if you join us on a regular basis, the slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and unemployment of young African and African-American men and women locally and nationally and throughout the diaspora. Also to educate the African and American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. The show is also brought to you every week, ladies and gentlemen, by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. Click on our news and events tab and you will find information concerning the Black Sports Legends Foundation BSHBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. Will be on our GoFundMe link at positivechangepc.com. Now, this initiative will do this. You are listening presently over the World Wide Web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We are heard via iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, and Link. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is also brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks and Solar, which I am the sitting president. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a scheduled guest today for our show, but we, as we normally do, we try to look into our research and come up with topic matters that will grab your attention. And as we lead off today, we have just one of those subject matters type of discussions which we think you will have a great deal of interest in. As we lead off our show today, our subject matter is going to be the topic of discussion that we're going to lead off with is going to be deadline approaching, $200 million available for community solar projects and programs. This is coming from the Department of Energy, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to delve right into that under our news and events tab, and you can do that and follow along with me by logging on to positivechangepc.com. You want to go over to our news and events link, and you will see the second article under our news and events blog. This article is being put out by the U.S. Department of Energy and Environment, Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Office, Solar Technology Office. And it starts talking about the SUNY Awards for Equitable Community Solar. And it goes down, and it, let me set the stage. There's only 2 weeks remaining to apply for the 2023 SUNY Awards for Equitable Community Solar. The prize competition submits are due by July the 14th. The 2023 SUNYside Awards offers up to $10,000 for SUNYside Awards grand prizes up to 2,500 awards for finalists and up to 5,000 meaningful beneficial engagement awards. Competitors who find effective ways to actively deliver specific marginal benefits to community solar identified by the National Community Solar Partnership. Now, yours truly has joined this National Community Solar Partnership program through our organization, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC. The SUNYside Awards were designed to recognize community solar projects and programs that employ or develop innovative ways to increase equitable access to cost savings for economic development benefits for the community solar. Community solar projects, state, municipal, tribal, utility-led community solar programs, and others are encouraged to apply. Now, there are some links, ladies and gentlemen, on this particular links here, and when you click on the blue link, it will open right up to the Department of Energy's 2023 SUNY Awards for Equitable Community Solar. You want to scroll down, American-made SUNY Awards for Equitable Community Solar is a prize competition that recognizes community solar projects and programs that employ or develop best practices to increase equitable across the meaningful benefits for community solar for subscribers and communities. The U.S. Department of Energy Solar Industry Technology Office announced the 2023 awards on April 20th. 23 and will accept applications up until July 14, 2023. The second round offers five $10,000 SUNY Awards grand prizes up to the top teams, up to 30 additional $2,500 SUNY finalist awards, up to 5,000 meaningful benefits engagement awards to competitors who find effective ways to equitably deliver specifically meaningful benefit to community solar to identify a national community solar partnership. Now, I don't mean any harm. Anybody can be critical. But if you are talking about community engagement, how are you going to engage the community if you're going to give an organization $5,000? Who and where are they going to go and buy radio time, put up a decent website, or do anything to reach those people who live in these low-income, government-funded apartment complexes around this country? If you're going to reach these people, you have to reach them through what? A digital format? Radio format? Television format? How are you going to engage these people? Because you're not going to knock on their doors because they're not going to be hearing that. And folks who don't look like me are not going into African-American communities in these low-income communities. They're not going to do that and knock on nobody's door. So me keeping it real here on Solar Now and the future with the economic impact on Black America, I have to look and see what I'm reading. Now, this is how it works. You download the rules for the 2023 Sunny Awards, apply to the 2023 Sunny Awards project portfolios, including five individuals, community solar installation programs, state, municipal, territories, tribal, and utility-run utilities that are able, enable incentives or otherwise support the development of a community solar projects within specific jurisdictions that serve at least 50% residential customers that were energized on or after January 1, 2020 are eligible to apply for the 2023 award. Most must provide a narrative supporting evidence verifying that projects and programs provide meaningful benefit at least two of the following meaning benefits: low to moderate income households access, greater household savings, resilience and grid benefits, community ownership, equitable workforce development and entrepreneurship. Project portfolios programs may also receive recognition through the following engagement awards. Engagement award, community participation. Engagement award, inclusive outreach. Up to 30 projects, programs successfully demonstrate that they've delivered at least two meaningful benefits to subscribers and their communities while they recognize the Sunny Awards finalists are a cash prize of $2,500. Finalists, projected portfolios and stats that utilize programs will be judged by a panel of external reviewers using a predetermined and publicly affordable set of scoring guidelines. Up to five project portfolios, state and utility programs may demonstrate significant achievement for delivering meaningful benefits across two categories, which will be selected by a grand prize winner and will each receive a $10,000 cash prize. Additionally, up to 15 projects on state and utility programs will receive a meaningful benefit awards engagement award of $5,000 cash prize. Recognition will highlight the attributes and best practices that set the winning projects, portfolios, and state utility programs apart. Now, they're telling you who can apply. Finalists can win either a meaningful benefit engagement award or grand prize, but not both. NCPS will host an information webinar on May 9th at 12 p.m. to register for the webinar. Now, this is the timeline. The center announced the 2023 awards back in April of 2023. Information for the webinar was held on May 9th. Submissions by July 14th. Final awards will be final awards will be distributed in September of 2023. Now, this is how things are being done, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be honest. When I read this, there's not a lot of clarity to understand. If I'm out here engaged in producing a podcast called Solar Now in the Future or whatever my show might be, and I'm coming and targeting the African-American community to educate our people around subscription solar. Well, let's look at what happened in the district. Department of Energy and Environment here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, the Public Service Commission of Washington, D.C., People's Office of the People's Council, led by Mrs. Sandra Fry, the former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Mr. Racine, filed a lawsuit over in 2022, over a year ago, concerning Pepco and how they were handling the community solar project as meters had been deactivated at apartment buildings and the utility companies was indicating that these PV systems that were built to service and provide these green kilowatts were not generating what they were generating. So the confusion came in of saying these folks, these systems aren't working. Public Service Commission took issue with that. They gave the utility company Pepco here, which is a subsidiary of Exxon, 2.5 years to straighten this matter out. It didn't get straightened out, so they filed a lawsuit. It did not include homeowners. It did not include small businesses and churches. I had the privilege of speaking with Mr. Michael Mary of Emissions Data, who dropped a report over almost a year and a half ago, reporting that the local utilities nationwide had deactivated 14.5 million meters, data sharing option on 14.5 million meters, which Senator Van Hollen from my state of Maryland and Senator Welch from Vermont wrote a letter to the Secretary of the Department of Energy, Mrs. Jennifer Grant Holmes, February 23rd, 2023, asking the Department of Energy, U.S. Department of Energy, to write craft policy and legislation that they could vote on, which will stop this practice of deactivation by the utility companies. My conversation on yesterday to Mr. Murray is, has the numbers increased? Well, the numbers have jumped from 14.5 million. It could be anywhere between 20 to 25 million U.S. citizens who have installed PV systems on their roofs, small businesses and churches, their meters have been turned off. The data sharing option and the green credits that are being generated by those cities, taken by the local utility and sold every day over the commodities market, and they're making millions of dollars, especially here in the nation's capital, where a kilowatt hour is trading for $365 a kilowatt hour. Let me repeat that, ladies and gentlemen. It takes 1,000 watts to make 1 kilowatt hour. The value of that kilowatt hour, if you have a PV system on your roof and your property is located inside of the District of Columbia and you are a customer of the local utility, the value of that credit is $365 a kilowatt hour. So the Department of Energy and Environment, everybody's gotten real, real, I would say, slick about how they've gone about the pilot programs, and one of those programs is called the Solar for All program, where in the legislation it was written that the Solar for All program must help 100,000 low and moderate income residents in the District of Columbia reduce their energy burden or cost by 50% by year 2032. Now, when you look at the area median, it's based on area median income, and they use the federal, which 90% of the African-American population in the District of Columbia will qualify because we don't make that kind of money. So with that being said, when we begin to look at this phenomena with D.C. being the only, it's not a state, but it's and it's not a territory, it's a district. But the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia is the only one who's brought this suit. This is affecting close to over 20 million folks, based on the information I was able to get on it from yesterday. Over 20 million people's solar systems, the data sharing options on those smart meters have been turned off. This is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. This undermines this community solar program nationwide, because it's based on subscription. That's all they're talking about, selling people a subscription because they don't live at home. They don't have a roof. They live in an apartment complex. This is targeted to low and moderate income residents. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, these are the issues. These are the programs they're putting this out. So how are you engaging the public about the information that I'm putting out at the Department of Energy? I have had this conversation with Mrs. Shalaya Marcet, who is working in the Office of Equity and Diversity at the Department of Energy. And to this date, nobody's gotten back to me about funding for this program. We're going to continue to make our calls and to follow up, because we understand people just want you to go away. As long as you're not in their face on a day-to-day basis, then you're not a problem for them. Sometimes you have to be a problem for people, because when they take your tax dollars and they feel we as African Americans in this country, this U.S. Supreme Court just rendered a decision that says race cannot be consciously used in the admissions at colleges and universities, that has gutted the civil rights. And Bill, as we know it, as we're talking about discrimination and equal opportunity and access. So the Justice for the Initiative, which President Biden signed, Executive Order 14008, which he signed almost 2.5 years ago, was the first thing he did. But it came from the state of California. Up on our website, under our news and events tab, you can find it. It says National Call with Rachel Patterson on the Justice for the Initiative. And she breaks it down, because she is a policy expert for the Evergreen Action Group, and she worked New York and in California with these advocacy groups that were able to get the state of California to pass legislation in the state legislature to adopt the Justice 40 initiative. Only four states, ladies and gentlemen, to this date have done that. California, Delaware, where President Biden resides, his home state, South Carolina, my home state, because Congressman Clyburn from Sumter, and the state of New York are the only four states that state legislatures have done this. Which, and this is what it means to you, my listening audience. If you will go to our news and events tab under our news and events tab, you will be able to find that there is a fact sheet that has been put out by the White House Initiative on Environmental Quality, has put out a fact sheet, and it goes on to say this. Biden-Harris administration releases updated fact sheet highlighting bipartisan infrastructure law investments in all 50 states, the D.C. and territories. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to want to do this. Now, this information is put out, as I always like to give my sources, by the White House Council on Environmental Quality. They put this out on 6/27/2023. Since President Biden signed the bipartisan infrastructure law 18 months ago, the Biden-Harris administration has hit the ground running to take advantage of this, a once-in-a-generation opportunity to rebuild our nation's infrastructure. While Infrastructure Week was in the punchline under the predecessors, President Biden is delivering an infrastructure decade that is producing real results to connect communities, create good jobs, paying jobs, and boost American manufacturing. As part of the President Biden investment agenda, the administration has already announced over $220 billion in bipartisan infrastructure law funding, including over 32,000 specific projects and awards across 4,500 counties in all 50 states, D.C. territories. Today, the White House released an updated state-by-state fact sheet that highlights how, across the country, the Biden administration is rebuilding roads, bridges, replacing lead pipes, provides clean water, and legacy populations expanding access to affordable high-speed internet and ushering in a new era for clean energy. Now, what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is scroll down and you will find your state. You click on your state and it will go from there. Now, I'm going to take a slight pause for the cause here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, because we're going to take a slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, It's very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Before I jump into the stakeholders' engagement keys to successful lessons learned by energy efficiency program. Now, this is an article that you'll also be able to locate that where at positivechangepc.com under our news and events tab. And what you want to do is take the opportunity to click on our news and events tab, and you want to scroll down, and there's a very, very interesting article that is there, which is basically looking at do we do in terms of strategy. Someone has already done that, ladies and gentlemen. Mrs. Denise Fairchild, who is a PhD, her organization is called the Emerald Cities Collaboration Group. This was posted over a year ago on March 28th of 2022. And I reposted it. It was called the People's Justice Plus Community Benefit Playbook, a Justice 100 approach. Now, this comes from a white paper that was called 100% Solutions. Dr. Fairchild warned the African-American community nationwide about how this money would go out to the communities and that we were not organized and preparing ourselves with the collaborations with the few African-American renewable energy companies working in a collaboration under any specific group. Now, you have a group called BOSS, Black Owners of Solar Services. We've reached out to them. They didn't want to work with the National Association of Blacks in Solar. And the case in point is they have no more members than the National Association of Blacks in Solar, which I'm a member of. That's not important, it's not even the issue. I'm saying when you put all the companies together and when you deal specifically with solar, over 11,000 firms doing business, you got less than 35 African-American firms nationwide. We don't even have one company per state. In many states, we have no African-American-based firms. Our companies, we operate with the same mentality that we operate outside every other arena. It's not possible. We don't have the numbers. We can't afford to be divided. But that's already taking place, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about it. The game has already been placed. BOSS has been pitted against the National Association of Blacks in Solar. As the president, I didn't buy into it, and I refuse to be critical of what they're doing because I'm not, even though the information in their whole platform came right from our platform that we wrote before Biden was elected president. Because we knew this was coming down the pike. The National Association of Blacks in Solar and the American Association of Blacks in Energy, ABE, we asked for a webinar over a year and a half ago, Jennifer Grant Holmes, to come on a webinar and explain to our African-American-based renewable energy firms what this Justice 40 means. And what was the plan? Nobody had a plan, but Dr. Fairchild, she wrote a plan, because that's what my question has been. Where is the Green Economic Development Plan for African Americans in the implementation of the Biden Infrastructure Plan? Once you go to the fact sheet and you identify all of these thousands of projects that are already in the pipeline, and you will find that 99.9% of those projects ain't got a damn thing to do with African-American-based firms and increasing our market share in this renewable energy sector. This is insane. Nothing. Projects didn't pop up overnight. Many of these things go back to the Obama's administration, and you can go to my website and you can hear Obama talk about the Sunshine Identity Initiative and his members of his administration at the Department of Energy talking about this was a big deal. Well, we're in the deal now. The money is flowing out the door. Black folks been rolled out the deal because you can't use race. Race was left out of the Justice 40 Amendment. So the question comes, how then, if this is going to be applicable across all other industries, which is going to happen, about people telling folks, well, you can't, we don't have to hire any African-American folks right now because we can't use race in hiring practices. Oh, it's on its way at your employer near you. So what's the strategy? Unlike other guidance documents, the playbook tells it like it is. We give it to you in plain English. We hope and we put on our justice issues first, that we put our justice issues first and link them to the spending bills and federal programs. Most importantly, the playbook lays out an organizing work that will be needed to develop community benefit plans to make Justice 40 a Justice 100% reality. There is a 9 molecules to the playbook that can be read separately depending on your need to know. Today's releases include, what is the Justice 40 initiative? Now, there is a link here, ladies and gentlemen. Once you click on the link, it opens up. The People's Justice 40 Plus Community Playbook, a guide to capturing federal infrastructure investments for 2022. And we're in 2023, so what we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, this has been around. The playbook offers frontline groups and community organizations guidance for developing a People's Justice 40 Community Benefit Plan, a CBP. The goal is to ensure that the federal infrastructure and climate investments significantly benefit the communities that need them the most. A successful CBP plan will harness the infrastructure investments of major federal initiatives such as infrastructure, IRA, Investment Reduction Act, jobs, federal, to meet communities' needs, those resources that are also relevant to other current and future infrastructure investments at the local, state, and federal levels needed for environmental reparations, climate resilience, addressing the health and wealth disparities of marginalized communities. Sound like a cold word to me for the African-American community. Last time I checked, as I indicated, I have no problem with Puerto Rico receiving $1 billion for renewable infrastructure for the island. It's deserved and needed. I have no problem with the Native American tribes receiving $150 million to put rooftop solar on homes on tribal reservations around this country. I have no problem with that. But I have a problem when there's not a carve-out for black folks. This is what I'm talking about. When you tell me you give a group in Chicago $10 million and you give aid $6.3 million, that's $16.3 million. That's all the money I heard of going to any black organizations of any significance other than the $23.7 million that North Carolina A&T received under the Good Jobs Challenge. The point that I'm making, ladies and gentlemen, was Sustainability Across America Project, which Tougaloo College was the lead fiduciary. Yours truly pulled together the national team that went after that grant. We did not get the grant, but the need is still greater there based on what I'm reading here about these community development programs. In other words, we want to sell you a subscription so you can buy these green credits in your apartment building, but you can't own, you can't rent, you can't make no money. All you can do is be reduced to consumers. Now, if that's what the system is saying to me based on the data that I have researched and collected, then I'm going to put it out to you the same way. This is why this strategy is so badly needed to be adopted by our community. This is not a fundraising guide, although it will help. It is an advocacy and organizational toolkit. In other words, the playbook will answer a range of questions about the different federal spending bills to benefit from these funds. You will need to know. This is what you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Are the various bills? How much money is available? What kind of money is it? Is it grants, loans, or contracts? What are the restrictions? What can the money be used for? How will the money flow from the federal to the state and local governments? Who is eligible to get the money? What are the potential community benefits? How can your influence, how can you influence how the money is spent? How can we organize our own community benefit strategy and plan? Where can you get more information? Now, this goes on to say, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a complicated, fast-moving work, this playbook will be regularly updated so that you can stay up to date on the changes over the next 2.5 years. Our goal is simply to is simplify the dynamic policy environment to demystify public policy as much as possible. One thing is perfectly clear. The success of the Justice 40 will not happen without strong community engagement advocacy. And do you see what I just, that's why I went to that community solar piece first. Did you see what they were investing in? Community solar for engagement. That's no money. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're running off our battery. I can see now where everything is. So, with that being said, we're going to finish up our broadcast here because we got about 8 minutes left in it. I'm going to try and reboot that. So that's coming from another source. The only thing I'm driving off, running things off now is battery here in my offices. I don't know whether the power went out everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, but because of the emergency that I'm having, I'm going to say to you, please log on to Positive Change PC and click under our news and events tab, because under the Justice 40 playbook, there's going to be PDFs that you can download. You want to click to the left. It'll say Justice 40 Basic and Federal Funding. What is the Justice 40 Initiative? You can click on that, and then you can download that. These PDFs will be available. And you can put your information in, your name, organizational type, and submit download, and you can download the PDF, and it's free of charge. charge. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. That is the process that you're going to have to follow, ladies and gentlemen, to get access to this information. As we try to focus on the keys for successful lessons learned for energy resilient programs, and as I indicated, we want to share you a little information with you concerning that, and then we're going to be closing out our show for today here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Let me see what's going on here right now. Let me get back to our news and events tab here on our platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, because we have a hard stop today, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what we intend to do. Let me get here and see what we're working with. I'm going to click on this engagement link, and it's going to take me back to where I need to be. And it's telling me no internet access at this point in time. Let me see what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, because we may be off the airways other than what we're doing here on our platform right now. Let me check with this. Okay. Blog Talk Radio. I'm getting ready to, let me refresh my button. We're going to take this. We're off the airways, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize. Until next week. We're going to close this another edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.